content, bon Dieu, fort faveur, il faut voir l'autre journée, amen. Moi, sentim content, là, il dit, moi, aller la caille, bon Dieu. Alléluia, moi, sentim content, là, il dit, on aller la caille, bon Dieu, amen. On nous fait que nous content. Let us rejoice and sing before our God, our Maker. He is worthy of our praise, amen. Est-ce content pour la matin? Hallelujah. If you're happy that Jesus is in your life, say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, let us sing today. Moi sentim content. Oh, moi sentim content. La yo tim anale la kai bon Dieu. Oh, parce que la ma fwen bagay. Moi sentim content. Moi sentim content. La yo tim anale la kai bon Dieu. Parce que la ma fwen. Parce que la ma fwen bagay. Ka fe ke mwen bini. Moi sentim content. Moi sentim content. La yo tim anale la kai.
Yeah.
vin adore matin. We come to worship him. Lift up your hands. Oh,
oh, quitte malé. Quitte malé. La caille, mon Dieu. Quitte malé. La caille, mon Dieu. Wemble, quitte malé. La caille, mon Dieu.
Hallelujah, there's peace in our souls. La caille bon Dieu, c'est notre cœur, nous lié, amen. La caille bon Dieu is our lives, amen. Et nous adorons le matin in our bodies, in our lives today, amen. We bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and never forget his benefits. Maintenant, on dit Seigneur, mon âme bénit l'éternel, que tout ce qui est à moi, bénis le nom du Seigneur. Est-ce que vous voulez adorer mon Dieu avec moi? Souvenez-moi, Jésus, juste fermez mes yeux, levez mes mains, on balance les. C'est pas un programme qu'a fait, c'est adoration qu'a fait. C'est que c'est cœur qu'a parlé. It's your heart speaking to the Lord this morning. It's not an event, it's not a program. It's your worship to the Lord this morning. So if you close your eyes, if you lift up your hands, you're doing the right thing. This is what worshipers do, amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, sing,
and all that is within me. I will bless your name. I will bless your name.
Sing to your God. Hey God,
I will bless.
Say it again, bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Sing to your God.
Bénissons,
c'est nous qui bénissons. sa terre. Alléluia. Alléluia. Glorifiez-le,
I will bless your name.
For he is God,
I will bless your
name. Le fait, just wave them, just wave them.
I will bless your
name. He is our God, so we bless him.
I will bless your
come on, everybody, wave your hands.
I will bless.
We bless him forever. Forever he is God.
I will bless.
Forever he shall reign. Forever he shall reign.
I will bless your name. I will bless your name.
Hallelujah. 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 He is worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bon Dieu, hallelujah. Li mérite toute louange, tout son qui soit dans top ça, li mérite li. He is worthy this morning. Maintenant, continue à chanter. Chantons du Sauveur la tendresse. Sur la croix, il est mort pour nous. Il remplit nos cœurs d'allégresse. Au ciel, il nous invite tous. Je veux, oui, je veux. Chanter mon Sauveur. Je veux dire à tous mon bonheur. Chantons le Sauveur. Chantant l'amour du Rédempteur. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Chantant du Sauveur.
Je veux dire à tous mon bonheur.
sou content matin c'est hallelujah hallelujah we sing of our redeemer hallelujah he lives today hallelujah nous vivons dans cœur nous matin hallelujah we give him all glory our praise belongs to God our praise belongs to our God bless his name today hallelujah glory to God. let's just sing this song offering for Haiti.
To Israel.
C'est que l'histoire pour nous, c'est jamais perdu la bataille. Ça vaut que jamais arriver. C'est au monde comme ça que nous avons servi. Bon, nous demandons à l'Assemblée incapable de faire silence pour nous donner des messages du jour. C'est le frère Joseph à la gloire de Dieu. Ok, bon Dieu, bénis. Nous restons en silence, pas parler, pas marcher. Nous croyons que bon Dieu est capable de parler avec elle. Et nous connaissons ces messages seulement capable de changer l'homme. Bon Dieu béni.
Béni soit l'Éternel. Peuple bon Dieu. Bon Dieu, fort grâce. Jodia, pour venir dans Saint-Temple. Par la foi qu'on gagne en Jésus-Christ, dit béni soit l'Éternel. Si vous guérissez matin, vous avez chanté. Figure bien belle. Dit béni soit l'Éternel. Si vous sentez matin on vient chercher yon bagay que l'homme pas kabaou, dit béni soit l'Éternel. Et nous réellement contents et flattés par le par la présence de Dieu ce matin. Et nous prions première petite fille moi Ruth Joseph, c'est lui qui va traduire le message pour nous. Message nous matin a basé sur trois cas, enfants et adultes et jeunes. Donc, c'est premier petit point. Il marchait, Jean-Papa il marchait. C'est première petite moi. L'étendue moi, j'ai le même type de sang ensemble avec. Si nous tolérons ici, on a toléré le tout. Il parlait très bien. Il tendait papa. Et plus devant, on a compte plus de détails de lui-même, ça, bon Dieu fait dans la ville. Je dis à son grand jour pour moi.
Today is a great day for me.
C'est pas l'heure la mort arrivée pour m'a parler comme j'ai un bon madame.
The day that I get a chance to talk about how good of a wife I have.
Et ça va permettre moi ça cap sorti de moi yo, c'est pas moi cap dit yo, mais c'est l'Éternel qui veut communiquer ensemble avec nous.
And the words that I share today are not my own words but the words that the Lord will give me to share.
On nous dit béni soit l'Éternel.
Let's say praise the Lord.
Béni soit l'Éternel.
Praise the Lord.
Gloire à Jésus.
Glory to God or Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Dans le petit côté que nous faisons tout à l'heure, dans Psaume 127.
In the reading that was done a while ago in Psalms 127.
Il y a un mot nous voulons souligner.
There's a word I want to share with you.
Côté que David, Salomon a parlé de Dieu, c'est dans circonstance ça bagaille là t'est sorti.
It's been said that the psalm was came through a conversation that David was having with Solomon.
L'Éternel connaît toute bagaille.
And the Lord knows everything.
L'Éternel connaît présent, passé et futur.
The Lord knows the present, past and future.
Et il fait ressortir matin.
And for this morning,
si kayoua,
if your house
pas bâti nan non Seigneur ya,
is not built in the name of the Lord,
li mal bâti.
It's built wrong.
Si maman qui présente au matin,
if your mother presents you this morning,
malgré la parole de Dieu qu'on entendait,
and the word of God is not heard right,
malgré qu'on sorti,
regardless of where you come from,
sou pa ka jere tête,
if you don't correct yourself,
sou pa ka râler la présence de Dieu dans la vie,
if you can't align yourself with the word of God,
ou mal bâti,
you're built wrong.
N'a pas parlé depuis nous prend maison, nous prend la famille.
I'm going to talk today about the way and the order of a family.
Et c'est raison ça qui presque yon toile de fond pour nous jodi.
And I think it's very important for us to talk about today.
La famille.
The family.
Sou pa gen la paix, la kayo, m pa pwè ça dans visage ou matin.
If you don't have peace in your home, I want to be able to speak to that this morning.
Pour gain yon éclat correct matin pour sentir vivre selon la présence de Dieu, faut bon Dieu la kayo.
For you to be able to walk right and function in life within the context of your family, you have to have the Lord in your family.
Lorsque les difficultés arrivent,
and so when problems come,
les problèmes arrivent,
and other situations arrive,
les mauvais moments arrivent,
when hard times come,
yo pa ka poto ale,
they won't take you away.
Parce que racine profonde.
Because you're standing strong in the Lord.
C'est ça que fait ça.
That's why
jodi a n'a pas parlé de la famille.
We're going to be talking about the family.
De pour parler de famille,
when you talk about the family,
faut m'entrer l'église.
You have to talk about the church. I can't talk about the family without coming to church or talking about the church. I will take myself an example this morning. From the time that I came here to the States, I was always praying to the Lord. It was something he placed on my heart to do. I didn't leave any wives in Haiti. I didn't leave any girlfriends in Haiti. Because the Lord made me know. My wife was here in the States. I came to the States with hope to find my wife.
Le jour que me rencontré ensemble avec elle,
the day that I ran into her,
moi causé.
I
we talked.
Neglate jeune gens tout.
I was young then too.
Moi causé.
And so we talked.
Et Devin bap mettez mes souliers.
Okay.
Et ben m'a dit béni soit l'Éternel. Sous la matin, on s'est dit béni soit l'Éternel. Sous rive non position comme ça s'est dit béni soit l'Éternel. Moi t'es chita ensemble avec lui parce que bon Dieu t'es la caille moi.
So when I saw her, I was able to get her attention, and I praise God for that. And since then, she's been my wife.
Nous vin marié.
We got married.
Moi t'es mettel chita pour te bay instruction.
We sat down together to talk about our family arrangements.
Instruction qui sal doit faire, qui sal pas doit faire. Ki bagay moins remé, ki bagay moins pas remé.
So we talked about things that I like, things I don't like, what we can do together, what we can't do together, guidelines.
M'a besoin de mourir pour me dire yon bonne femme.
I don't need to tell you jokes or make you laugh to make the story interesting.
Mais pendant vivant,
but in the living,
m'a dou sa y fè ki bon tout.
I'm going to tell you what God did for me.
M'pa pran mauvais jodi a. M'pa pran mauvais jodi a.
I won't take the bad of the day.
Mais jodi a n'a parlé de bien seulement.
But I'm going to talk about the good of the day.
Nous venons nous enfanter, nous gain premier petit moi.
I'm his first child.
Moi nous venons nous gain petit.
Okay. But they got married and they had me. I was the first child.
C'est lui qui premier petit non. L'Éternel bénit nous.
God blessed us.
L'Éternel ban nous un don.
God gave us a gift. Thank you.
Don ça signifie la joie.
And this gift was a gift of joy.
Vu souffrance, il était passé pendant 9 mois.
The suffering that my mom endured during the 9 months of labor.
Et oublier souffrance ça, les petits moins nés.
It was all forgotten once I was in her arms.
La parler avec Ruth.
She talked to me.
Baby, petite mamie.
Baby, baby.
C'est vous-même qui tout bagaille pour moi.
You're my everything.
Et c'est comme ça la palais était oublié souffrance yo.
And she forgot the suffering that went along with carrying me.
Li vini comme héritage. C'est deuxième bagaille l'Éternel fait. Il ban nous comme un héritage.
The second thing that the Lord gave was like a heritage.
Héritage, c'est qui ton petit bien. And
the heritage is sort of like an inheritance, so anything that was left over, the child would receive.
Li gen espoir si le Seigneur relèl, gen moun l'ap kite deyè.
And it's the idea of having this hope that should the Lord call either my mom or dad to heaven, that the child would continue on.
C'est une bénédiction que l'Éternel fait famille ça.
It's a great blessing that the Lord has given this family.
Et jusqu'à certain n'a joui bénédiction toujours.
And even to up to this day we're still reaping the benefits of the Lord.
Et jusqu'à ce que nous gain 5 timoun.
And to this day we have 5 children.
Est-ce que nous ca lever peut-être ça qu'aimer en parler aujourd'hui mais deux ou venir font-il lever
pour. For the ones that are here, can you please stand?
Virer face nous pour ouais nous. Very good. Ouais, bon Dieu béni famille.
The Lord has blessed our family.
Nous t'ai relé l'Éternel.
We called on the Lord.
Nous t'ai fait place à bon Dieu.
We put God first.
Pour qu'il soit capable de joindre nous ensemble.
So that we would be together.
Et malgré la difficulté.
And even when the hard times came.
Maison a bien bâti.
We grew well in the Lord.
Nous non chemin du bonheur éternel.
We are walking with the Lord.
Nous pas faire back encore.
We're not turning back.
N'a pas gardé pour en avant.
And we're walking forward.
N'a pas marché pour en avant.
We're walking forward.
Jusqu'à ce que l'Éternel cabance à nous réserver pour nous.
Until the Lord gives us what he's claiming to hold for us.
Voilà matin.
And so this morning,
bien yon chrétien.
The good of a Christian.
Bon Dieu supposé la caillou.
The base of a Christian, rather, God is supposed to be in your
family. Quelque soit circonstance qui arrive.
Regardless of the situation and the things that happen.
Quelque soit ça qui frappe.
Regardless of what comes along to take you down.
Jésus-Christ est passé en pile pour vous.
Christ went through a lot for you.
Si je dis au cas campé ou même seul.
So if today you can stand.
Sous qu'à gérer pour peut-être pas.
And if you can take care of yourself.
Sous qu'à gagner liberté pour peut-être pas.
And you have free will of yourself.
C'est parce que Jésus dans la vie.
It's because Christ is in your life.
Sous qu'à camper.
If you can stand.
Ou garder en dedans, ou garder de yo, garder ou est comme sale.
And you can look around and see your
ou qu'à mettre un rat qui propre tout.
And you have enough memory or cognizance to put clean clothes on.
Parce que esprit qui t'est mort dans roi qui t'est fort égaré Jésus-Christ ressuscité.
Because of the spirit that was once in you that was ignorant, Christ put his spirit in you to make you alive in him.
C'est ça que personne pas te mettre pio dans noir qui vient dans le monde là.
So that's why you won't walk according to the world anymore.
Nous avons marché dans la lumière de la parole de Dieu.
You're walking in the light of the Lord.
Matin on campé pour dire Jésus-Christ est lui-même.
So this morning you can stand and say Jesus is my light.
Ou campé avec une ferme assurance pour dire Jésus-Christ la caille moins.
You can stand today with assurance to say Jesus is in your home.
Ou pas besoin licence pour dire son péché courrier.
You don't need a license to say that you're a sinner.
Mais on prend conscience de votre état pour dire hier tes péchés.
Correction. You don't need your own conscience to say that you're a sinner, but you know that Christ has enlightened you to know that you're renewed in him now.
Anou vire Bib nou. Tout moun pran Bibou. Anou vire li nan Matthieu 19, verset 13 à 15.
So we're going to turn to Matthew 19, verse 13 through 15?
15.
Okay. Matthew 19, 13 through 15.
Le jour que le Seigneur te bon ti moun yo,
the day that the Lord blessed me with children,
m'pa kite yo la kay.
I didn't leave them at home.
Depi madan mwen, gwo vant, la pale a pitit li nan vant, comment bon Dieu bon.
When my wife was pregnant, she was always speaking about how God was good.
C'est l'Éternel seulement qui connaît qui côté il était et qui côté il était puis fait nous rencontrer ensemble.
Only the Lord knew where he brought us so that we would meet each other together.
Il t'a loué l'Éternel.
We were praising the Lord.
C'est ça que fait ça aujourd'hui. Nous toutes venir pour nous capables louer l'Éternel.
And that's why we're all here today to praise the Lord.
Et ça que fait ça aujourd'hui, n'a pas bon Dieu gloire.
And that's why we're giving God glory.
Parce qu'il était qui ben nous.
Because he held us together.
Parce qu'il fait un bagage pour nous.
Because he has done something for
us. Il t'a retiré nous dans monde là.
He took us out of the world.
Et il t'a donné un esprit pour que nous capables enseigner ti moun yo l'évangile de grâce.
And he gave us his spirit so that we can instruct him the children in the way of God.
Mais c'est responsabilité chacun de nous.
And it's our responsibility to do such.
Pour que nous capables enseigner ti moun yo l'évangile de grâce.
To instruct the children about the word of God.
Anou li Matthieu chapitre 19 verset 13 à 15.
So we're looking again at Matthew 19, 13 through 15.
Li di kon sa, lè ou mene ti moun yo nan temple la, kote ke pou Jésus priye avec yo. Sa te permet ke les disciples te vle empêcher ti moun yo vin joine Jésus. Et Jésus-Christ dit pas empêcher ti moun yo vin joine moi. Nous a deux cas là.
Okay, so when we're reading in this verse passage here, we see that the children were coming to Jesus, and some of the disciples were hindering the children to come, and Jesus said, no, let the children come to me.
Première étape là, faut nous mener les mounio l'église.
First thing first, we have to bring the children to church.
Première étape là, pas qu'un petit mounio la caille.
We shouldn't leave the children at home.
Enseignez-yo la parole de Dieu.
Instruct them on the in the word of God.
Et portez-yo l'église là.
And bring them to the house of God.
Ça va permettre.
This would make.
Timounio gen l'évangile la caillou.
This would make the children to grow in the reverence of the Lord.
Béni soit l'Éternel.
Praise the Lord.
Côté m'rivé avec yo, met pas là.
Where I am with my children, I don't have to be there.
Bon Dieu te permet yo prendre l'évangile en débat yo.
For them to continue to walk in the Lord because they've taken the word of the Lord on their own.
Yo toute musicienne. We toute musicienne.
All three of us are musicians.
Ngien tête sekay moi qui pas venu très occupé mais l'a venu quand même, il pas venu.
I have one more son who didn't come but he'll come.
L'a venu. L'Éternel te servi ensemble avec.
The Lord used me.
Il s'il a servi ensemble avec.
And he's still using me.
S'il servi ensemble avec.
And if he can use me.
Il ca servi ensemble avec.
Then he can use you.
Même mon Dieu qui gain puissance là.
The same God who has all the power.
Mais c'est même bon Dieu ça qui est là ensemble avec nous.
Who's here right now with us.
N'a pas viré toujours.
We're going to continue to look.
Jésus-Christ utilisait Simon plusieurs façons.
God uses the children in several ways.
La Bible a terminé avec le message de Jésus-Christ vient reculer les enfants. Il pas vient chercher les enfants, mais il voulait pour Simon venir joindre.
The Bible speaks about how Jesus wants and encourages the children to come to him.
Pika pièce nan lou la jodi a empêche timoun yo vin jwenn Jésus.
And none of us should ever discourage the children to come to the Lord.
Pika pièce nan lou la kreye yon mwayen pou timoun yo pa vin jwenn Jésus.
And none of us should ever place boundaries or some walls to hinder the children to come into the Lord.
Expression ça te fait un scandale avec les disciples.
And because the disciples were doing such a thing, it was such a scandalous event.
Vision a servi Jésus.
The way that they're serving the Lord.
Appréciation Jésus était supposé tomber sur yo.
The love that they had for Jesus should have overtaken them.
Puisque ces bottes moun yo tombé.
And the fact that the love of the Lord also fell on the children.
Disciples vin enflé de cœur.
The disciples sort of, I guess, got jealous of the heart.
Nan cœur yo.
In their heart.
N'ap viré, liv nou encore nan Matthieu 18, verset 1 à 4.
Okay, we're going to look over one page to Matthew 18, 1 through 4.
1 through 4. L'utilisait Timounia pour l'autre moyen. Besoin Jack Monel pour venir voir ici à là. Venez non Jack Monel, besoin. Besoin. Ma prend premier nèg qui dans banc. Vinn font camper là. Gayon petit fille là, petit petita. Viens balo. Ou met venir. Yes, yes. Ou très intelligente. Yes, c'est vous. Ou m'êtes venu. Lorsque Jésus t'a parlé avec disciples, puisqu'il connaît sa tête en cœur, disciples.
When Jesus was talking to the disciples because he knew what was in their heart.
D'après Matthieu 18, verset 1 à 4.
After looking at Matthew 18, 1 through 4,
il dit, messieurs disciples, comme ça,
he told the disciples this.
Si nous pas vin piti, tankou, si mademoiselle ça,
if we don't become as small as this child here,
nous, avec force moins,
for me to lift you up with my own strength. You're going to stay where you are. You have to change your attitude.
L'évangile pas terminé avec le message Jésus-Christ vient retirer les défauts de l'homme.
The word didn't come to just remove the bad habits of the people.
Jésus-Christ pas sorti vient laver l'homme pour crasse qui était sous c'est pas où pour retirer.
Jesus didn't come for you to clean up your own mess.
Jésus-Christ fait de tout moyen possible pris pour le salut afin qu'on capable produire du fruit.
Jesus came so that he would do all the cleaning up, all the purification that needed so that you can grow in
him.
So if you're not able to let go of your own attitudes and your own heart, you won't be able to be as small as this child. It's only Jesus that sees how humble you become by being like this child. And Jesus can see if you're elevating yourself to like an adult. And right now, I just want you to take a time to reflect on your own heart to see where you are. So that your house can be built within the Lord in mind. And the Lord can use the child to show the simplicity of how to humble yourself. If you don't humble yourself, he won't be able to use you.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
So we're all encouraged to be humble as a child so that we can walk strong in the Lord.
Voilà la mission de Jésus-Christ ce matin.
And this is the message of the Lord this morning.
Voilà la possibilité. Et lorsque moi et madame moi te fait éducation timounou nous te prenons une seule forme.
When my wife and I decided to educate the children, we took this one track or one approach.
Qui route que nous te prenons?
What approach do we take?
When
you're raising children,
what
you tolerate is how they make
their way.
And we made one approach. My wife was not allowed to say yes unless we both agreed on the yes. And I wasn't allowed to say yes unless I agreed with her.
M pa besoin colle pour monter Livingstone. M pa besoin colle pour monter Livingstone.
I don't need a call for me to drive up to Livingston.
Lè monter si pa gen tan colle mon téléphone mwen gâte, c'est pour mon papier écrit sur table là, chérie m'a tel côté.
If my phone's broken and I'm or she's leaving or I'm going somewhere, there needs to be a note so that I would or she would know where
si
I'm going.
Si toute fois m perdi autorité,
if by any chance I lose my authority, I don't see her. I don't see the note.
Faut pas bailler liberté ou en tout point de vue.
As a parent, whether a mom or a dad, you're not supposed to give way to your children so freely.
De façon que capable d'un principe la caille.
So that there could be a standard, a principle in the house.
De façon nous car joignons la paix qui nan nous.
So that there can be peace and harmony in the house.
Même là t'as un problème.
Even when there would be a problem.
Si mon yo innocent.
The children are innocent.
C'est pas vrai?
Isn't that right?
Même là, t'as un problème.
Even if there was going to be a problem,
si mon yo pas là-dedans.
The children aren't involved.
C'est prendre conscience nous, dans l'office nous, pour nous régler problème.
It's for us adults to take the matter.
Mais pour si mon yo, pour nous régler problème, si mon yo.
But for problems of the children, we have to address them in a certain way.
Nous avons un pile responsabilité.
We have a lot of responsibilities.
Jésus-Christ pas seulement servi avec les enfants, mais il va nous responsabilité tout.
Jesus didn't just only serve with the children, but he gives us responsibilities.
Pour nous éduquer, si moun yo.
For us to instruct them and educate them.
Pour nous chita avec yo.
For us to sit and talk with them.
Communiquer avec l'église nous.
To have them involved with the church and communicate well with the church.
Gagner quatre chemins pour apprendre.
There's four things for you to learn.
Un, la kayo.
First is the home.
Parfois, ti moun nan mal élevé la kayo, mais bien élevé de yo.
Sometimes the child is running amok in the house, but very proper and order outside of the house.
Il pas joine assez éducation pour comporter la kayo, vous comprenez? La kayo la pa bay effort il prend.
And sometimes the child doesn't find enough structure in the house to be tamed.
Deux, l'église.
Two, the church.
L'église a des responsabilités.
The church has a responsibility as well.
Pour gros auto boyo pas empêcher ti moun yo vinn joine pasteur.
So that none of us hinder the child from coming and seeking.
Pour pasteur faire programme pour ti moun yo.
For the pastor and the leadership team to have programs.
Pour débrouiller instruire ti moun yo.
For the children to be instructed in the
Pour frapper tête li instruire ti moun yo. De façon pour y arriver dans la position Jésus-Christ besoin y arriver.
So that they can grow into mature Christians of the
Parce
Lord.
Que Kaila supposé bâti dans le nom Seigneur.
Because the house is supposed to be built in the name of the Lord.
S'il bâti dans le nom Seigneur, pas de problème.
If it's
S'il bâti dans le nom Seigneur, pas de tracas. S'il bâti dans le nom Seigneur, gagne la paix. Et n'a pas marché de victoire en victoire parce que Jésus là ensemble avec nous.
If it's built in the house of, if it, the house is built in the name of the Lord, there won't be problems, but it's firmly rooted in the word of God.
Discipline.
Give the children discipline.
Discipline.
Give them discipline. There's two people that I really like in the church.
I love them.
I love them in the church. Would you like to know who they are?
Ntande gon yes la. Ou pa sorti. E ba ou. Mwen men se Lensley. Lensé. C'est Lensé? Là ouais, la personne dit oui, mon cher mwen men. Bon l'autre moun mwen men encore. C'est Betty. Ou aide moun yo, yo pa souke ko yo se ou sorti. Béni soit l'Éternel. Lors il a fait un bagage, il a géré. Géré veut dire gérant. Géré veut dire responsable que il prend responsable ça l'a fait à cœur. Lévin il a pensé il dit mon Dieu, ouais, il monte petit quoi comme ça, il monte petit quoi comme ça, il fait bagage là bien. L'Éternel voulait l'or faire un bagage pour nous faire de tout cœur.
The Lord loves it when we do things with all our heart.
Ça permet pas rien qui ca bloquer bénédiction bon Dieu ca jeter sur vous.
And when we do things with all our heart, there's nothing that's going to be able to block the blessings that the Lord wants to shower down on us.
Parents yo, nous gen devoir.
So parents, we have homework.
Fais devoir, réclamer devoir.
Do your homework.
Sou pa fè devwa ou pa la dany.
If you don't do your homework, you're losing out.
Ça va permettre bon Dieu va servir ensemble avec.
This would make that the Lord will use you in the lives of your children.
Nan dernier partie que n'a pas pour.
In the last part that I'm going to take.
Côté devoir ti moun yo envers nous.
Where the homework of the child is for us.
Parfois nous fin gaspiller tout ce temps nous.
Sometimes we waste all our time.
On nous prend pasteur Osini comme exemple.
We'll take Pastor Osini as an example.
Il dépensait toute carrière militaire.
He spent a lot of his money.
Time.
Pour
ti moun yo, c'est pas vrai?
For his children.
M'te remè, ça que fait venir remè ces petits, il t'a rencontré là. Et puis laisse ça. Nous battons encore des bâtiments. La foi peut dire comment ils ont bon papa. Ça permet à tous les deux de crier. Ils criaient, ils voyaient petite Lia, t'es fin de mourir. N'était-ce pas le pouvoir de Dieu? Il ne peut pas te joindre, tu sais que ça. Moi, mon oui, ça veut dire. Et papa criait, n'était-ce pas la volonté de Dieu? Il pas t'avoué un petit frappé ça dans la tête. Li. Yo tout les décrié. Dans yo honte là, c'est là-dedans qu'on a crié. Je dis à prendre position noble pour pas crier dans honte là. Pas caché. Si moun nan font bagay qui pas bon, rele pasteur. C'est job. Il pas qu'a dit non. Il a dit non pour peut-être pas, mais au nom de Jésus de Nazareth, il pas qu'a dit non. Il pas qu'a dit non avec net ça. Mais net Simon yo. Simon n'a fait des ordres by punition. Vini, mande conseil pour essayer de joindre une solution pour pas crier dans les yeux. Avec nous, la sœur Ruth, dans la conclusion, message là. Matin. Gagné, bagaille n'a pas fait. Ma retourne encore. M'a pas qui est. Y a bon petit nick. Mais là, bon petit nick, là, m'a pris ben nous pour tout journée.
Okay.
Avec nous.
Okay. So, my dad sort of concluded, and he wants me to finish up a little bit on what he was talking about with the parents and the children. I would just like to emphasize three things as I was reflecting on this passage in Psalms 127. I noticed that as a child or being called children of God, that we should reflect God. We are gifts from the Lord. Because we are called children of God. And so in verse 1, what it talks about, unless the Lord builds, it fails. Unless the Lord watches, it fails. It's all in vain. So it's God that's overseeing us. He's overseeing our growth. He's overseeing our success. And so when God blesses a family with children, the children ought to be a reflection of the Lord. Ought to be a reflection of the Lord because they're gifts from God. And so often when we look in the scriptures, we hear the story of Job and Abraham and Hannah and how culturally they wanted children. They were seeking after children because they knew that the favor of the Lord was on them if they had children. Not just one. Job had about seven sons and three daughters. Abraham only had one. Hannah prayed for only one. But then God gave more later after Hannah dedicated her first son, Samuel, to the Lord. So we understand culturally that children are considered riches of the family. And it's important because in verse 3, when it talks about children are a heritage, it's a legacy that we leave for our parents. And understanding the heritage, there's a word, it implies inheritance, and it implies something that you're able to trace from your past to your present to your future. And while I know personally from my parents, the greatest inheritance they could have ever given me, far beyond any will that they could write or any money that they could leave aside, was the fact that they raised me to know the Lord. I have an eternal inheritance because not only am I a child of my parents, but I'm a child of God. And that inheritance can't be taken away from me. It's firmly rooted in Christ. I see my future. I see my past. I see my present in the Lord. I am His forever. And we all, as a children of God, as family of God, as believers in the Lord, can share in that same inheritance, that same heritage that is in Christ, if we claim Him as our personal Savior. So being a child of God means that we reflect His glory. Being a child of God means that we belong to His family. So that's the second point that I noted in this passage, belonging to the family of God. It's one of those things that you don't really think about until I think when you get to heaven, when you see the magnitude of the brothers and sisters in Christ who have gone before you, even those who have yet to come, how big the family of God is. No matter what language, no matter what culture, no matter what gender, skin type, ethnicity, we're all family. We're all brothers and sisters in the Lord. And belonging to the family of God means that you have your identity in the Lord. You have an identity in the Lord. You're special. Every child in the family is special. And growing up, being the first daughter, or the first child, rather, and having other siblings after me, there's this sense of, you know, you were born first, and then there was a second, and then there, you know, the others after. But just because I was born first doesn't mean that my family or my mom or dad loves me more. That love is equally dispersed among all five of us. And so in the same thing with the family of God, whether you came to him when you were 8 or you came to him when you were 80, it doesn't matter. His love for you is as genuine and as real as if you came to him when you were 8. Because God loves you for who you are in him. And he takes you as his own. Because when he looks at you, he sees his son. He sees his son. And so you are part of his family, part of his inheritance, part of his, just the family. You're part of the family. Another thing that I noticed while I was studying through this scripture, typically in the old times, when a child was born in the old times of the Testament of the Bible, the child would not become a member unless the father, the patriarch, dad, could you stand up since you asked so many people to do examples, until the patriarch embraced that child. So me being born of my mom, if my dad did not offer his hand out to take me, I technically, by old biblical standards, would not be adopted into that family. I would not be a child. I could not carry on the name of the Joseph because the patriarch would not accept me. But praise be to God that my dad did accept me and I can carry on the name. And all of us, thank you, Daddy, and all of us in the same fashion have been accepted into the family of God. Once we accepted the Lord, once we gave over our lives to Christ, it's like Jesus giving us over to the Father and the Father saying, you are mine. You are my son and daughter. Now and forever, everything I have is for you. Everything I have is for you. So we don't have to fear about losing our place in the family because our place is firmly secured in the Lord. There's nothing that can take us out of the love of God. No height, nor death, nor angels, nor powers, nor things in the present, future, nothing can take us away from the love and the security that we have found in the Lord. And another point that I want to make, again, children reflect God. Children belong to the family of God. Children are ought to serve the family of God. Out of the outflow of the love that you've received by being a member, by being called a child of God, we are supposed to pour that outflow back out and serve one another, serve our parents, serve our brothers and sisters, our aunts and uncles, etc. Because service is an act of love. As small as it is, it's an act of love. It's learning, like my dad said with the child, learning to be humble. Learning to think less of yourself and think more of the other person. And so when you're looking at that, you have to understand that children are truly a gift from God. We are all gifts of the Lord, meant to reflect the Father. And as we live our lives day by day, we have to take time to reflect and look at our patterns of living and saying, are we honoring God in the way that he would be honored? Can someone look at me? If any of you guys saw me down the street and I was doing something, would you be able to say, yep, that's Ruth. Ruth is Joseph's daughter. That's her. She has her built, or she has his built, hopefully not, his mannerisms and all this other stuff. Yep, I can tell by her conduct, her character, the way she presents herself. She's a child of Joseph. And can the same thing be said when other people who aren't believers looking at us? Oh, that's a child of God. I can tell by their patience. I can tell by the way they extend love. I can tell by the way they're just compassionate. There's just this glow about them that's different, this peace about them that's unshakable. And so I just want to leave those parting words with you. As much as my dad was talking about how, in the practical sense here on earth, that children are gifts unto parents, we in turn are gifts of the Lord to the world. It is through the home and through the family structure, which is also symbolic of the church, that we can go out into the world proclaiming that we have a Father in heaven. And the same Father in heaven that loves us, loves them. He loves the fatherless. He loves the orphans. He loves the widows. He loves those that are brokenhearted. He loves them. And it's our job as children of the Most High to go out and let them know that you too can be my brother in Christ, that you too can be my sister in Christ, that you too can be my spiritual mother in Christ, or you too can be my spiritual father in Christ. It's not blood that makes me related to my dad only, but it's the fact that we share the same Father in heaven. Blood's important here, but in heaven, the spiritual birth through Christ is much more important. And praise be to God that we all can share that. So I just want to ask a time of prayer for everyone to just reflect on what was shared today. I don't know what part of the message spoke to you more, but I believe that the Word of God is the Word of God. It goes forth and it touches hearts, and it doesn't return to Him void. So I'm going to offer up a time of prayer that's very short, and then I'll pass the mic to the rest of the service.